Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Sacramento is a city where food is culture, economy, and identity all rolled into one. But running a business in that world is pretty difficult. Licensing, permits, funding, branding, even knowing where to start can be overwhelming and costly. That's where the Alchemist Micro Enterprise Academy, or AMA, comes in. It's run by the local nonprofit Alchemist Community Development Corporation, which operates farmers markets, a commercial kitchen, and is developing a public market in the city of Sacramento's River District. The 12-week program has been around since 2019, and it's designed to help food entrepreneurs early in their careers take their business ideas to the next level and build something that's sustainable. Applications are now open for the incoming class. Jacob Sachs is the Alchemist Kitchen Program Manager and joins us to talk about the Micro Enterprise Academy and the people that it serves. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you for having me.
So how did you get involved in all of this?
It was kind of a long, strange road, but I love food, and I wanted to do something that was doing good in the world, so I was lucky enough to find Alchemist. And when I started, the idea of this program had just come to the organization, and they needed someone to take it and make it more than an idea, and it sounded incredibly interesting, and I was fortunate enough to be that person. So we launched in 2019, and it's just been getting better ever since.
So for those who aren't familiar with the Alchemist Community Development Corporation, or CDC, what is this nonprofit?
Yeah, so Alchemist, we're a local Sacramento nonprofit, and our mission is that we connect communities to land, food, and opportunity. So all of our programs kind of touch on one or multiple of those areas. The program I run, Alchemist Kitchen, is a food business incubator, so we help people start food businesses.
So who exactly are you looking for? Who's a good candidate for this academy?
Yeah, so anyone that has a dream to start a food business, but they're not exactly sure where to start, this is really the program for them. And because we're a nonprofit and consistent with our mission and vision and values, we do have a focus on under-resourced communities. But yeah, anyone who, has a passion for food, but they're not sure about the business side of things, this is the program.
So this is a micro enterprise academy. What exactly is a micro enterprise?
So there's technically a legal definition of micro enterprise. I think it's 100 or less employees. So, but basically any small business, which is anyone who's starting a business now, they will qualify as being a micro enterprise.
Since you've been doing this now since the beginning, since it launched in 2019, you've had several cohorts and classes that you've helped guide during this time. What are some of the most common problems that a food entrepreneur, an aspiring one, runs into when they want to actually launch a business?
Yeah. So this is going to be our 13th cohort. It's kind of wild that we've done so many. But really, starting any business is quite difficult. And the more resources and help you can have is great. Starting a food business just takes that up an extra notch of difficulty because there's so much regulation in food, as there should be. It's a potentially hazardous thing. You want to make sure people are doing it safely, correctly. But there's so many permits. It's confusing depending on what business type, how you're selling to customers. You'll need different permits in different situations. So it's just really confusing out there to try to navigate that all by yourself. We try to paint the picture and just give entrepreneurs the resources to make it as easy a road as possible and position them best for success.
So is there a pretty wide range of people that you help from? For example, maybe someone you might see with a stand or a pop-up at the farmer's market to someone who wants to actually open up a brick and mortar.
Yeah, absolutely. This program is for food businesses, and there's kind of two types that we mainly work with. So one is prepared food businesses. So that's people who want to make a product, sell it to someone, they eat it immediately. So it's like a restaurant, a catering company, a food truck, any of those. We also work with packaged food businesses. So these are products that get into a bottle or a jar and end up on a shelf or in a store somewhere. So like we have bottled tea and we have salsa and we have hot sauce and those types of things. And in our program, we've had everyone from someone who just had an idea but had done nothing to actually start with it to others who had been in business for a couple years. And then we're like, I've gotten to this point, but I really don't know what I'm doing. And I need to kind of go back to the beginning and make sure all my T's are crossed, all my I's are dotted, and that I really am doing this the right way.
Yeah, because being successful is an important piece in all of this, but you want to be able to scale up appropriately and to have it be sustainable. And so you could even run into some problems or obstacles down the road.
Totally. Yeah, the National Restaurant Association estimates that 80% of restaurants that start are out of business within 5 years. So the failure rate is just incredibly high. And because we're a nonprofit and because we focus on under-resourced communities, the entrepreneurs we're working with have extra barriers that are ahead of them. And so we're here to try to lend all the resources, give all the tools that an entrepreneur might need to best position them for success.
Yeah. So if someone's listening to this right now, they want to be part of this academy, your applications for the next class, the next cohort, they just open. What should they know?
Yeah. So applications open today. So you can go to our website, alchemistcdc.org/AMA or AMA. And in order to apply, we require all applicants to do an information session. Part of the information session is to really paint the reality of how difficult it is to start a food business, because it's really not for the faint of heart. We really try to present the realities of the situation, make sure people know what they're getting into before they take this next step and commit to the program. If you're out there, you have a passion for food and you think you want to start a food business, definitely check out AMA.
How much does the academy cost?
Yeah, so the price of the program, if you're accepted, it's $300. However, at the very end of the program, if you turn in a completed business plan, which is something we do in the class, we guide participants through creating a business plan. And if you complete that, turn it in on time at the end, you get $50 back. So it ends up doing $250. It's really not... the cost of the program doesn't necessarily support the program. It's more like just a commitment fee. We want people to be committed that they're really doing this because they're passionate and want to actually have a full-fledged business.
Yeah. This academy is 12 weeks, which maybe can seem like, oh, that's a good chunk of time, but I imagine that just flies by. What do participants learn and dive into over the course of 12 weeks?
Yeah, so we try to hit all the fundamental topics for running a food business. So we cover permitting, we cover hiring employees, we cover accounting, setting up your accounting system, setting up financing, marketing, really everything across the board. It's 12 weeks, we meet twice a week, and it is very intensive. What we do not cover is anything culinary, like any culinary skills or anything. We expect the folks coming into the program, they have a product, they have recipes, they know how to cook, but what they need help with is business, and that's what this program is for.
How often do they go to class?
So it's 12 weeks, and we meet twice a week. It is primarily on Zoom. The first cohort was in 2019 and was entirely in person. The second cohort started in March 2020, and then we all know what happened there. So we shifted onto Zoom, and we found that there's a lot of benefits from being on Zoom. So we heard from, people who are single mothers, and they're saying, hey, if it's on Zoom, I don't need to set up childcare, and I'm able to participate in this class. So we, even as the world opened up, we decided we're going to keep it primarily on Zoom. We do have about 6 or 7 in-person classes, but most of those we also do hybrid, so people can join by Zoom if needed. So twice a week for 12 weeks is the program.
Yeah, hopefully that helps people find the right balance, because as they're trying to start up a food business, a lot of people have full-time jobs or they're caretakers.
Yeah, for sure. And in addition to the 2 classes per week, which are each 2 hours, so 4 hours of class time per week, there is about 4 to 6 hours of homework. And this is the writing the business plan, really to make sure that each entrepreneur is asking themselves everything about their business and really investigating each aspect and developing a roadmap for their future and a way to get there.
How many businesses have graduated from this academy?
Yeah, so after 12 cohorts, we've had 198 businesses graduate. Pretty amazing. And keep looking forward to having more.
What success stories kind of bubble up to the top for you that are really special to you?
Yeah, there's many, and there's some particularly in our incubator program, which is kind of the next piece after someone goes through the class. But I'll talk about a couple. So we have Cassandra, who's the owner of Mesa, California. Cassandra's dad is Syrian and her mom is Mexican. And so she grew up eating these foods and a blend of them and decided to create a food business that is Arab-Mexican fusion. And it's delicious. Everything she makes is fantastic. And she had worked in other restaurants growing up. And, you know, as she came into adulthood and she knew she wanted her own. So she did Alchemist Micro Enterprise Academy, developed a business plan and a path forward, and then took a little bit of a break because she knew, okay, this is going to be a really big commitment. I need to make sure I'm ready. When she applied and joined our incubator program. We've worked with her. And in a couple weeks, she's going to be opening up a brick and mortar in Midtown. So we're really excited about that. Another example, I'll take one from the packaged food realm, is Pamela Marquez, who is the owner of Puzigata Jamaica. And Pamela had traveled in Mexico and tasted Jamaica hibiscus teas and found it amazing and wanted to bring it. She came back to Sacramento, tried to find it here, and just couldn't find exactly what she was looking for. So she developed a recipe, gave it to her friends, and they said, hey, you need to sell this. This is amazing. She was like, but I've never done a food business. So she joined AMA, developed a business plan, learned everything, went on to the incubator. Now she's out there. You can find her at the Midtown Farmers Market. You can find her at the Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op, the Davis Food Co-op. And then several other stores, and she's really doing awesome and growing and has a wonderful product.
Wonderful. We only have 30 seconds left, but you did mention that incubator program. So after the 12 weeks, it's not like, bye, see ya. You can still get some more resources after you complete the academy.
Yeah, there's a whole nother program that's an up to 5 years, really one-on-one intensive, like a personal assistant for your business. So if someone wants to join that, they do need to complete the Alchemist Micro Enterprise Academy first. And then Alchemist is working on other things. You mentioned the public market. This is a really big project that's going to have a food court and a shared use kitchen in the River District just north of downtown. We're going to break ground by the end of the year on that project. So that's a really exciting one coming up.
Jacob, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
The opening day for applications for this academy. Awesome. Jacob Sachs is the program manager for Alchemist Community Development Corporation's Micro Enterprise Academy. Applications just launched today, and to join the fall session, they run through August 17th. The academy kicks off in September. We have all of that information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.